House Bill 1099, an act to clarify certain provisions relating to the privileges of doctors of chiropractic.
Senate Bill 1099 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Those of you who have looked at House Bill 1099 are probably aware of what it does, but I'm going to give you just a very short synopsis. If you look in the South Dakota Statute 36515, it gives the chiropractors of this state the ability to practice healing medicines as all other physicians in the state of South Dakota. It says that chiropractors are subject to the same uniform rules, both public and state, that govern physicians or healers of other schools as to births, deaths, control of contagious disease, and are entitled to all the privileges granted other physicians or healers pertaining to the public health. That's what our South Dakota law says. The South Dakota High School Athletics Association has put into their bylaws that they would not allow chiropractic physicians to give sports physicals, and that's what this bill is all about. It simply says that those doctors of chiropractics will be allowed to give those sports physicals. Right now in the state of South Dakota, they are allowed to perform DOT physicals, life insurance physicals, employment physicals, independent medical examinations, all but the high school physicals. That's simply all this law does. In 1994, physicians assistants and nurse practitioners were authorized by the legislature to be allowed to perform sports physicals. The training for an MD in South Dakota is 4,248 hours plus their residency. The training for the doctor of chiropractic is 4,485 hours. Physician's assistant training is 2,870 hours. What we're looking at here is just simply a strictly fairness issue. I would hope that if you would have any questions on this, that you would ask them, but it appears that this is an oversight that should be corrected, and we're asking you to approve House Bill 1099 to give this fair process to the doctors of chiropractic. I would try and answer any questions.
Madam President. Thank you, Madam President. Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Do you know if there's a differential in the fees that are charged between doctors, nurse practitioners, chiropractors?
Senator Simmons, do you choose to respond?
I guess I can't give you a direct answer. I would say that that would be up to the schools to process that through with the doctors that they select. This would only allow them to do that. I would expect that the schools could decide what they're going to pay and approach the doctors, whether it be an MD or a doctor of chiropractic, and make that choice.
Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Everest.
Thank you. I guess I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Is this bill just here because it suddenly became a fairness issue, or since we've had doctors of chiropractic with us for many, many, many years, is this bill here for economic reasons?
Senator Simmons, do you choose to respond?
Well, I'm not a doctor of chiropractic, nor am an MD, so I cannot address the economic situation at this point. I would say it would only apply to fairness. After all, there are doctors available in different areas to do different things. We know that there are probably more doctors, more physicians' assistants that could do this in some areas than others. There's probably chiropractors that are available in some areas that could do it economically for the schools. I think it's strictly a fairness issue when you get to the bottom line. It allows their scope of practice that we give them in statute to conform to the scope of practice of the MDs in statute. What it's telling the South Dakota High School Athletic Association is, your bylaws are being unfair. Let's correct that situation.
Senator Everett, you have the floor. Further remarks, Senator Paisley.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of this Senate. There are two things about a bill of this nature that really tend to concern me. First, as we consider the issue of physical examinations for participation in athletic involvements, it seems to me that we should be seeking a higher standard, not what maybe could be a lesser standard. I don't know if there have been any incidents in the state of South Dakota, but there certainly is evidence of a growing number of incidents throughout the nation where young people have died on the football practice field, where they've run into serious problems. I don't know what the accountability or the liability factor is for the person giving physical examinations in a situation like that, and I suspect it is probably nothing at all. But we seem to be involved first in a more litigious society. Everything that goes wrong has a fall guy, and so we're looking for someone that we can blame and someone that we can sue. What we need is a higher scrutiny, and this doesn't tend to do that. The second thing that really concerns me is that we as a body of legislators, we come from all over, and I don't think there's a person amongst us who has any background or any real high awareness from a medical standpoint. So as we vote on something like this, we're not voting the relative merits because we really don't know. What we're doing is we're voting on the basis of who a friend might be. You know, who is it that gets to us? And if this is the manner in which a decision of this sort is made, I think that we're in fault and that we shouldn't really be addressing an issue like this, but maybe it should be resolved within the medical community, someone who is in a far better position than we are to really know just what kind of attention these young people should get as they're given an okay to participate in some of these events. I would just encourage you to set this bill aside. I don't think it's something that we should be or find ourselves in a position to pass. Thank you very much, Madam Chairman.
Madam President. Thank you, Madam President. Well, in response to Senator Paisley's statement, I did ask that question in committee, and there must have been at least 10 MDs in the committee room, whether or not they could cite one instance of one person, one student, who had had an adverse effect anywhere, anytime, because in the 32 states where chiropractors apparently have this right now, and they could not. So, I mean, there is no proof that that they make mistakes when they do this. Thank you very much.
Further remarks, Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. I have in my hand the physical form that they use for the high school association physicals. I've also got the second page is the DOT physicals that you have to do for to be a truck driver. And then I've got a copy of the physicals that they use, the exam that they use for the high school association over in Minnesota. Chiropractors currently can give the DOT physical, and I can tell you I've had the high school physical. It's been a few years, but I've had one, and I think most of the people in this room have had a high school physical before. And to think that that might be beyond the scope, when you compare that to a DOT physical, I can tell you this is a much more intense physical, and the chiropractors already have the authority to do that. They already have the authority to give the physicals to young men and women in Minnesota and 32 states. So I guess I would ask you to approve this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Madden.
Thank you, Madam President. I have served on the Health and Human Service Committee for 8 years now between the House and the Senate. And I do not represent any medical association. I represent the patients. I have continually voted against this bill, but this time I'm going to vote for it, in favor of allowing chiropractors to give physical exams to students, because I took my youngest daughter in to have a physical exam for sports activity. And the reason I always voted for it or against it before is because there was so much emphasis on heart problems. Well, when the doctor came in to examine her, the nurse quick did the blood pressure. The doctor listened to her heart for a second, then the lungs looked in her ears, eyes, and throat, and that was it. Well, after having a lot of headaches, I finally went to a chiropractor myself after being recommended to one from my brother. And he gave me a much thorough exam than my daughter did for her sports physical. Therefore, I believe, strongly believe, that they do good exams. They're already doing them, and therefore I'm going to support this, and I encourage you to also. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Does any member, Senator Claiborne?
Thank you. I have a question for the sponsor and then a comment, please.
State your question.
Okay. Can't you read my mind? All right. My question is, if we allow this to happen, that chiropractors can give the physicals, does that mean that all of the, they have to, or if there's a chiropractor there, that they would have to use the chiropractor for the physical?
Senator Simmons, do you choose to respond?
Thank you, Madam President. This bill would not force a chiropractor to give a physical if they did not want to. It would not force the school to hire a chiropractor if they did not want to. It would only say that the high school athletics, South Dakota High School Athletics Association should basically allow them to make that choice, so they would have the freedom to make their own decisions, whether they be economic, whether they be any other decisions they want to make. But because our South Dakota law already in statute allows them to do this, it's only the High School Athletics Association that prevents it in their bylaws, because they don't accept that at this point, that we would make the change.
Senator Cleven, you have the floor.
All right, thank you. And I've been really tormenting this particular piece of legislation, although I've signed on and as a sponsor to bring it before the body. However, as I think through the process, apparently that this is the only recourse that this group has, that they have gone through the Athletic Association. They've actually gone through their school boards, too. I know my own particular school board had voted whether or not that this process should occur, that the chiropractor should be allowed to do the physicals. And my school board said yes, they did have a positive approach. So I'm looking at this as a choice issue. And I guess that as long as I'm here, those are the issues I will continue to support. And I'm strongly supporting this issue as it stands now. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Frederick.
I would move the previous question.
Question's been called. Is there a second? Those in favor of calling the question, say aye. Opposed, nay. The question has been called. The question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1099. As your name is called, those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers. No. Benson. No. Bogue. No. Rose. No. Brown. No. Dugard. Aye. Dennert. Aye. Drake. Dunn Jim, no. Dunn Rebecca, no. Duxbury, aye. Everest, no. Flowers, aye. Frederick, Hangey, no. Halverson, no. Ham, no. Hutmacher, Cleven, aye. Klocek, aye. Lang, aye. Lawler, aye. Madden, aye. Moore, aye. Munson, no. Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Rounds, Schoner, Staggers, Simmons, Valandra, Vitter, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 20, nays 15.
Senate Bill 1099 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.